Good morning. Coming to you from a windy day here at Deerfield Beach. The
Goodyear blimp was around here a minute ago. I don't know where the heck it went.
It took off. It's way down the beach. Anyhow, I want to share with you some epiphanies, some messages that have become super clear to me, especially within the last couple weeks as I turned 47. It's amazingly shocking to me that we're coming into the final quarter of, or we're already in the final quarter of 2019, going to be going into 2020. It's just mind-boggling how quickly these years and these decades are flying by. And it's also a reminder to take a look at this most precious and ever-fleeting asset, which is time. And a lot of people talk about asset protection. A lot of people talk about growing your assets. And they're talking about money, finances, and all that, which is an absolute important topic. But you can always get more money. You can't get more time. Time is our most precious asset. And when we embrace that, we recognize, are we investing this time? Like right here, right now, this moment, throughout the day, snap yourself out of the hypnosis and say, am I investing wisely, my most precious and ever fleeting asset? Or am I finding myself scrolling through Instagram, scrolling through YouTube, scrolling through Facebook, wasting my most precious asset, literally having it stolen? And I have many highly successful, well-known clients who have shared with me that they have, you might call it a addiction, where they become hypnotized by watching YouTube, watching Instagram, sometimes even playing video games on these devices, sometimes playing video games on a game machine, things like that, putting hours and hours into these video games, hours and hours into these apps, these social media distractions. When we recognize the time that we're putting into this particular thing that we're doing, whether it's a game, whether it's scrolling and watching videos, whether it's doing whatever that activity is, that means that's time that can't be invested in your significant other, in your children, in turning your dreams into reality. It's literally a wherever opportunity cost. If you're putting that opportunity cost into that game, you're not putting into your relationships. You're not putting it into your health. You're not putting it into your future. Now, I'm going to put a pause on here. There is a time for recreation. There is a time to play. There is a time. And when we ask ourselves, what's the most important thing and the best use of my time right here, right now, that can be, you know what? It's time for me to just go goof off. Time for me to go take a break and just do something that is mindless. I want to go just play a game for 30 minutes, or I want to go do something that's fun to me. That's okay. However, when you recognize that you're doing it not by choice, but it's more of a default, you're not living your life intentionally. And that's the big difference. When you're doing these things and you recognize, man, I have other things that are highly important that I'm neglecting, and I'm not putting my most precious asset into the things that I've said are important to me. And in relationships, it's real simple of what love means. Love equals time. If you're not putting time in, it's not giving love to that particular relationship. And similarly, that's anything that's important to us. If your health, if you claim your health is important to you, show me in your calendar where you are dedicating time specific for your health, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. So for me, my health is pretty well summarized in the morning with my hour of power, my morning walk to the beach, my morning walk back. 3.4 miles at a fast pace, getting the fresh air, moving my body, getting my lungs, breathing, my body in motion, mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually stimulating myself, having a conversation with myself and God in the morning, setting my intentions for the day. That's my hour of power, my time for myself, every day that's a routine. Then I take the other important aspects and I put them into my calendar. I block in an hour here for that important thing. I block in an hour here for the other important thing. Things that are important to us end up in our calendar. Show me your calendar and I'll show you your results in each of those important areas, your health, your relationships, your finances. When we dedicate it, and we don't put it in there just for show, but when we put it in there, we treat it as if it's an appointment with the most important person in the world, because it is. The most important person in the world to you is the one looking back at you in the mirror. If you and I set an appointment, I probably could count on that I would be there, I know that for sure, and chances are good you'd be there as well. How come then is it when we set an appointment with the most important person in the world, ourselves, it's easy for us to back out? Well, that's just human nature. You have to trick yourself. You have to gamify yourself so that when you make that decision to put something that you determine is important into your calendar, you treat it as if it were an appointment with someone who is highly respected by you. You won't let yourself down. So in essence, if you're going to schedule time for you and yourself, don't even put it in your calendar unless you make that commitment. I'm going to be there, come hell or high water, right? Everybody who works with me knows that if I'm not there when I said I'm going to be there, something's wrong, because I'm a man of my word. And I know you are a man or a woman of your word. So all it is really harnessing this great equalizer of time. Each of us, from pauper to billionaire, has 24 hours. And it's where we choose to invest that time or waste that time is going to show us what our current results are. We are exactly where we are based upon our investment of our time up until this point. And we're going to be in our health, in our key relationships, and in our finances, where we're going to be a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now, based upon where we choose to invest our time right now. My hope is, and hopefully you're gaining this value, that these videos that I do aren't wasting your time. They're an investment in yourself. They're an investment in your future. That's my goal. That's my intention in doing it. That's my way of sharing these insights, sharing these epiphanies with you, that hopefully something triggers inside your mind to say, you know what? If nothing changes, nothing changes. I'm grateful and thankful for where I am and what I've been able to accomplish so far, but I know I'm capable of so much more. All this is a little fine tuning, a fine tweaking to help you make the small changes, seemingly small and insignificant changes, that make the huge difference. There's a quote from W. Clement Stone, that the small hinges are what hang the big doors, right? Big doors swing on small hinges. These small, seemingly insignificant decisions and fine tunings help you produce the amazing trajectory modifying results that are waiting for you in your future. So that's my goal for you. I hope this is helpful. And one of the people that helped give me clarity is putting on a webinar, putting on a free training that is unlike anything you've ever seen. I've been to his home in Las Vegas, and this is where he does this particular presentation for you online. It's unlike anything you've ever seen or witnessed before, inside his 17,000 square foot home they call Prosperity Palace. And he is the world's greatest hypnotist, and he's also known as the Millionaire Maker. And he fine-tuned a few of my philosophies, fine-tuned a few of my perspectives that gave me different glasses, different goggles to look at life through. And that's exactly what you're going to get on this free training. I highly recommend you go check it out. It is an investment in yourself. It is an investment in your future that's free as far as a cash transaction, but it's an investment of your time, your most precious asset, that will pay huge returns in your future and in your future results, in your happiness. So go check it out. It's at mustget.us/hypnotized. mustget.us/hypnotized. Now, he's hypnotized some of my friends that were smokers. In one session, turned them into non-smoker for over 9 years now. He's done that with people who were a little overweight, that wanted to lose some weight, that in one hypnosis session transferred their mind, their thoughts, their philosophies into not only losing the pounds, but keeping it off for years, almost decades so far. And he's done the same thing with the financial thermostat in my mind, and we'll do the same for your mind. We are living the life that we feel that financial thermostat is set for each and every one of us. He helps you turn that financial thermostat up, possibly through hypnosis. Imagine if you could get hypnotized, if you are a smoker, to get hypnotized to be a non-smoker, would you do it? If you could be hypnotized to lose weight ongoing and make the changes in your life that continue to have that weight loss forever, would you do it? If you could get hypnotized to increase your financial thermometer, would you do it? Go do it. Check it out at mustget.us/hypnotized. I'll chat with you soon. Make today great.